The property is located on the south side of Speedway Road between DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and Bethesda Road, Road 326. The 911 address is 222206 Speedway Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 2, Parcel 22. District 133, Map 2, Parcels 23, 24, and 24.01. Staff would note we received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and no mail returns. This application is a request to renew a previously approved special use exception, number 11,178, for promotional activities as an accessory use. This request was made for 5 years, and we note that the primary use as a speedway is considered legally nonconforming.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening,
members of the board. I'm Tim Willard with Fuquay, Willard, Stevens, and Shaw. We have offices here in Georgetown, Robeth and Lewis, representing the applicant in this case. I represent the owner of the property, which is Alban LLC. I'm also speaking on behalf of the tenant of the property that operates the racing facility. Just from the get-go, if I could hand out some exhibits, they're pretty minor. One of them includes a letter from John Minatoli, who's one of the owners of the property, who apologized because he couldn't be here tonight. So we asked him to prepare a letter. It's a brief letter that should suffice for the record, since this is a renewal of a special use. The property, and as you can see, there are like three or four tax parcels, totals about, and that I don't think that tax map that's outlined really encompasses the whole property. I think it's about 75 acres total, about five properties. Some of you may be familiar with the property. Maybe a couple of the board members are familiar with this special use application, because it happened in 2013, it happened in 2008, and apparently it happened in 1989, but I didn't have the minutes, so they're in archives. A little history about the property. Recently, there are a bunch of politicians that went out there to dedicate a monument, a historic monument for it, because it actually was founded in 1949 as a dirt racetrack. I'd be curious to see what kind of vehicles were on it. It wasn't a sulky either, so there were, you know. And it's operated as a racetrack just in the spring and in the summer, and the races might be, some of you may be familiar with the races. They're not every night by any means. They might be weekly in the summer or something like that. Why the promotional accessory use? Well, historically, maybe once or twice a year, it's been called upon that property to host charitable events. For example, there have been some carnivals or rodeos out there that have been sponsored by the Boys and Girls Club, and I think the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce. The most recent event was a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior that preceded a race, and they try to raise money for them.
And what date was that?
I don't have the exact date. Brett DeHoe told me about that. I think it was last spring. I don't have the exact date on that, but they're kind of infrequent. So what we're just asking for, and you know the standard for this, is that this did not substantially adversely affect neighboring properties. And we believe, because of the fact that it's been in existence since 1949 as a racetrack, and all the promotional accessory activities that have been approved here are actually lesser events to that. I don't believe there's been any opposition to it. So for those reasons, we don't think it's going to affect in any significant neighboring properties, because it's been there for so long and the uses we're requesting are lesser. As far as my exhibits, you do have a letter from John Minatoli. It's brief enough that maybe, I apologize for handing it to you at the last minute, I can maybe read it or paraphrase it. I'm a member of the Alban LLC, which owns Georgetown Speedway. We have applied for renewal of a special use exception for promotional activities at that location. We have been granted three previous special use exceptions for this purpose because they expire every 5 years. This one, I think, was just up March 1st, or April 1st, I believe. We applied before it was up, however. Because they expire every 5 years, we've reapplied again. I apologize and I'm unable to attend the hearing, so I have asked my attorney to deliver and present this letter to the board. This application is the same as those previously granted, a special use exception for promotional activities for a period of 5 years. In support of the application, please consider the following. The Georgetown Speedway was built in 1949 and is located next to Route 113. The property is used for racing in the spring and summer months. Other than auto racing, the property is used for nonprofit community events such as tractor shows, rodeos, and carnivals. The Speedway location is an ideal venue for these community events that provide local family entertainment and raise funds for worthy causes. The scheduling of events is sporadic. The board has granted approval of these uses exceptions in 1989, 03, and 2013. A new application was filed March 29th before it expired. There's a tax map, which you have up there as well, which just shows you the four parcels, the three larger ones and the two smaller ones. There's a photo, which is kind of embarrassing. I apologize. Your picture up there is much better, but it gives you an idea of where it's located. The recent owner, who also operates a couple other tracks, he recently reinvested, he's put some money into it, quite frankly, and I can tell you that he spent about $6,000 fixing up the fence, which goes along there. They fixed up the, he's put some money into the concessions and the parking lot. So it's an ideal space where there's ample parking and open space for events. He said if anything's in the work, there may be a plan to do, what do you call the old classic cars, cruisers or something, where people come just look at them and they charge admission or have some concessions to make some money. So that's the only thing that's actually maybe in the works. They don't happen too often. And I apologize, it can't be here. The last two exhibits, or one exhibits, are the minutes of approval before.
So if we left the record open, could he be here at their next meeting or the meeting after that so that we could get more detail?
Absolutely.
Documentation of what's happened at the site?
Sure.
I could also have the tenant here. In fact, he contacted the owner and said, should I be here? And I have to resist throwing Mr. Fuqua under the bus because he said, well, you think you have to be here? And he said, well, just do a letter or affidavit. I know it's a little bit unusual. I think the rules allow it from an attorney standpoint if I represent him legally, but I can get him here.
Yeah, I think just to clarify, and this is for the board's edification, attorney statements that are not supported by something in oath, under oath, whether it be an affidavit or a testimony of that, don't constitute substantial evidence. However, there has been some exhibits submitted in the record which you could consider and base your decision on that. Or you could leave the record open to have them appear and answer questions, or even just to submit an affidavit affirming that they've listened to Mr. Willard's presentation and believe that to be true and correct if you felt that was sufficient.
Yeah, and we certainly don't want to take the evidence portion of this lightly, but in light of that it was a renewal and you had prior minutes.
Right. Well, I would just I want to know what, if we're going to grant a special use exemption for the whole parcel, what has been there the last 5 years? I mean, am I out of line?
You mean events above and beyond the racing?
Correct. Why are we granting the special use exemption? Well, you don't need it for the speedway, correct?
No, because, and it's interesting, because I kind of question that too, so it's kind of a good question because it's almost a lesser use. But as somebody stated down there, that it's a non-conforming to have a speedway, and they run loud cars, right, and they have people drinking beer, and it's always been a pretty well-run operation, and they have an exceptional tenant in there now. As an accessory use, occasionally on a Sunday or in the weekend, they have people that want to use it to gather a larger amount of people, where they have a large parking lot and open space where they can park a lot of cars and check out cruisers or maybe have animals and kind of a rodeo thing. And your question about the history of it is a good one. I asked the same question to the tenant and the previous owner, and all I can tell you, Mrs. McGee, is they're very infrequent, maybe once or twice a year. It's not a big deal.
And that's fine, but it is a big deal because that's what makes Sussex County who we are. So I'm glad it's there, but I want to know what's been, what the special use is is for. What have you been having there?
Yeah, unlike the non-conforming use that we recently considered, this is some, you know, where it can be from here on without renewals. This is a little different.
Right.
So
that's what.
But
we
I mean,
have,
I'm just curious.
Back. Well, I would much rather
why we're granting the special use exemption. I don't want it vague.
Well, I would much rather you leave the record open rather than deny it.
That's correct.
Excellent point.
So, I mean,
so
you
I'm
don't
get what I want, right?
If everybody votes that way,
that's
and
right.
There's a motion made,
I just
I'll give you whatever
the more
you want.
More information you have, you can make a better decision.
Let me ask a question.
There, I don't think there's ever been a problem in the prior minutes, I think. So.
Are they asking for specifically for the things that they have had that's been addressed in this letter and nothing more?
Correct.
Okay.
Are you sure of that?
Reasonably sure.
Okay. But they would probably be better to ask the applicant or the owner or the...
Yes.
In case there is something, if he wants to... Someone else.
If the board's concern is, well, promotional uses are not defined in your code.
Right.
So if you're like, wow, what's this? You know, could it be something wild and crazy that you don't want there and gets the neighbors all out of control? I understand that, but historically, it's just in for the car related.
Right.
There's been a carnival there in the past.
Sure.
And there's been a rodeo in the past. So
we've granted similar special use exceptions. For example, the Kmart parking lot. In the past, for boat shows, for things like that,
yeah.
And so I think that's along the lines of what Ms. McGee is asking.
I just want to know what you want to do.
Perhaps, if I may, Ms. McGee, Mr. Mills, the rest of the board. It sounds like Mr. Willard's willing to have his client here at the next meeting, or as soon as we can, to have that discussed.
Right.
One thing that might be helpful is if prior to that, we're at that meeting. The applicant proffered something that showed maybe a list of what's been done and what they proposed to do,
mm-hmm.
so that you all could take that into consideration. That
right.
may be helpful to.
And that could be part of the record, and because the previous has been kind of vague, and then we would know those uses have been there,
or what uses we're about to approve. If
correct.
They would want something
yeah.
in addition.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
It's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Know, in hindsight, I should have had him here, but I was...
No.
But you can tell Mr. Fuqua that you kept this up by bringing it tonight instead of ahead of time. But that's okay.
Don't
make sure you tell him.
I will if I see him.
Mm.
I may forget.
Tell him.
I may conveniently forget. I'm going to tell him exactly what happened, which is I'll just get him to do a letter and it'll be okay.
Okay.
he's been doing law for a long time and things have changed.
No, I understand. I respect that.
And I
know.
Yeah.
I also know special events is kind of a hot topic.
Yes.
So, but that's they have a good track record.
Sure.
Intended, so.
Sure. Yeah, I think we may be being somewhat cautious.
But it's good. Okay.
Thank you.
Will I get a date tonight or?
Well, as soon as I get done, he will.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
We have time between now and our next meeting. 2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks.
18th.
I would like to make a motion that we keep the record open, completely open.
Just
for the applicant and the board to ask questions and the applicant to present information regarding the special use exemption.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
That you just leave the hearing open, because when you bring someone in to that could potentially ask for additional uses, there may be some opposition to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep
just
it.
Just leave the keys go. Then that was second to that.
Until our next regular meeting, June 18th.
Right.
And if you'll make that, include that motion for it to be first on the agenda.
And I will make that motion that it'll be first on the agenda.
Then I will second it.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. McGee, a second by Mr. Mills. that we, excuse me, that we leave case number 12,151 open until our next regular meeting, which is on June the 18th, and that it be put on at first on the agenda. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Brookman?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. Excuse me, so by a vote, 5-0, case number 12,151 is to be left open.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.